CJ got a little ankle. Actually, could have came back and played. Mike wanted to come back and play, but said no. So we came out clean. We're good. Yeah, I was really impressed with him. You know, we tried to settle him down the first couple of series, and then I wanted to, you know, really let him go and throw the ball around a little bit. And I thought once he did that, he got in a good rhythm, made some really nice plays, made good decisions all night long, made a great play there to Virgil. But, you know, his work's showing up, Mike. He's gotten better in practice. He's gotten better running the group. And to come in here tonight and to run his football team the way he did in the first half, very impressive. Yeah, he did. They came after him, especially in the second quarter, and, you know, he made some big plays. You know, I just liked his decisions. They were quick. You know, we had the one sack. It was a boot. He's got a horrible play. That's on us, not him, you know. So, you know, I think Brock Osweiler got better. Up front, I thought we played well in the first half. We came off the ball well. Defensively, I thought we played well all night long. You know, everybody pitching in. Obviously, we got a lot of mistakes special teams-wise. But, you know, I'm pleased with the effort, and we knew it wasn't going to be perfect, but I think we played really hard and some good things happened.
The running game is something we haven't seen here in a few years.
Yeah, we ran the ball really well in the first half, and Ronnie had a lot to do with that. You know, I mean, you know, Ronnie's got that gear, you know, that maybe the other guys in our group don't have as far as getting the ball to the edge and those type of things, and it showed up. You know, in some of the zones we had tonight, the ball needed to get to the edge, and he got it there. So, but Ronnie has had a really good camp. He's been impressive in training camp, and lo and behold, you usually show up and play well. So, you know, it's good to see it's carrying over for him. You know, we struggled in the second half, you know, for whatever reason. I've got to go look at that. Are you talking about the first group? Yeah, I was fixing to say my young guys are in the first group. Yeah. But I thought they did some really good things. You know, early we jumped off. We had a couple of communication issues. But I think once they settled down, they played pretty well. They came off the ball well. I really like Matt. You know, Matt ran the group well. He went out there and got them on the right people, made the calls, and you know, I'll go back and look at it, but I think for the first night out, you know, you got to feel good about it.
What about special teams, especially on the coverage?
You know, just we lost contain a couple times. You know, we had some adjustments to make special teams, and all of a sudden, Omar, we did not play Omar. We worked him out tonight. Had some things going on there, and but it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But just some assignment issues and some decision mistakes, you know, from a returner standpoint. So, obviously, a lot of things to clean up right there. Yeah, I just, you know, we're pretty simple in what we were doing, just letting them come off the ball. And, you know, I thought across the board defensively we played well. You know, I Shaq really jumped at me, made a lot of plays, but he's been doing it in camp too. Yeah, we got to play better in the red zone. You know, we had a couple of communication issues down there. We missed a missed a short yardage play down there. But no, I mean, you're right. I mean, we should have put a lot more points on the board, but still got to find a way to win. So we found a way to do that, put a good drive together there in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry. You know, I need to go look. I think we all made plays on defense. I know Shane played hard. He looked like he was close a couple times. Let me go take a peek. But I think he continues to move forward, and we're expecting a lot of him. So there's a lot of eyes on him. But I think he's working hard, and as long as he does that, it'll happen for him. You know what? He had a little hamstring, and he's, you know, we gave him a day off. He came back. He practiced in our light practice. He felt good. But I said, let's work him out before we play him. And when we worked out, he just, you know, it wasn't one of them I'm fine type of deal. So we'll just wait. You know, he's been a good player. He works extremely hard. You know, I trust his judgment. I expect him back this week.
Pretty legit kicker battle you got going.
Yeah, you know, and they got their chances tonight. So we kicked a lot of field goals. But, yeah, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, obviously one, you know, from a kickoff standpoint is very strong. You know, I think we've, you know, not a lot has changed. It's just going to boil down to the dynamics and how we put things together. But, you know, they did their job.
The Lanning punter kicker that you signed today or claimed off waivers.
Yeah.
Is that because you're looking for someone who can?
Well, I think, you know, it goes back to that conversation, Mike, you know, how many guys you're keeping, you know, so that's a roster spot. You know, and, you know, we'll see. I other than the fact that Joe knows this young man and knows he's capable of doing both, I don't know much about him. So we'll see. Yeah, I think it's a continuation of watching Brock progress. I mean, Peyton didn't need to play tonight. You know, a lot of young guys going up front. The two receivers were not going, and it just didn't make no sense to me to play him for 10 plays when I could watch Brock get in this type of situation in this stadium and to have to operate. So, you know, I think it's about making our team better in the long haul, and that was the best thing to do. Yeah, you know, he's been doing some good stuff. Like, he throws the ball really well. He's a very calm young man. And, you know, he came in and made some nice throws there. I think he's, what, 6 for 7 or 5 for 6, something like that. But the arm, he's got the arm. You know, we'll see if everything else falls in place. But he's definitely got a, you know, throws a very nice ball.
Do you generally leave pretty not impressed, but a little satisfied with what you saw
given
this environment?
Well, you know, I think naturally you're always – the mistakes are what jumps at you, you know. So I'm very concerned, special teams wise, right now. Some things that happen, but I'm really excited about how hard we play, and that's all we've been talking about is effort, being physical, playing hard, and I think we did that tonight. Now we got to go make a lot of corrections, but that's the way you want to make them.